AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the Senate have blocked a domestic terrorism bill that would have included debate on gun policy. It's a follow-up by Democrats to the deadly shootings at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul spoke about the domestic terrorism bill.
This bill would be more accurately called the Democrat plan to brand and insult our police and soldiers as white supremacists and neo-Nazis. How insulting.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress has to do something to try to stop these mass shootings.
And these families, my colleagues, don't want thoughts and prayers. They want their elected leaders to respond to their suffering. They don't want to be lifted up. They don't want good intentions. They want something to change. They want results.
All Republican senators voted against the measure. Schumer says he'll give bipartisan negotiators 2 weeks while Congress is away for a break to try to forge a compromise. Ray Liotta has died while filming a movie in the Dominican Republic. He was 67. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta was so well known for playing bad guys like mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas that he fought his whole life to show he was a sweetheart. Liotta told reporters in 1997 he played good guys too, like in Field of Dreams.
Nobody even remembers that I was Shoeless Joe in that because I didn't hit Kevin in the head with the bat, I guess.
Liotta's first big break was in the soap opera Another World, and then the film Something Wild. He also appeared in Hannibal, Corinna Corinna, and Operation Dumbo Drop. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel is likely to reject this, but the Palestinian Authority says its investigation into the shooting death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh proves she was deliberately killed by Israeli forces. This is AP News. The federal government is trying to improve distribution of Pfizer's COVID antiviral treatment.
The White House announced steps to make the antiviral treatment Paxlovid more readily available across the U.S. as it projects COVID-19 infections will continue to spread over the summer travel season. The nation's first federally-backed test-to-treat site is opening today in Rhode Island, providing patients with immediate access to the drug once they test positive. More sites are set to open in Massachusetts, Minnesota, and New York City. White House coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says getting a vaccine and booster shots is still the best way to protect against the virus. Confirmed infections in the U.S. have quadrupled since late March to more than 105,000 a day. That's a likely undercount because so many rapid tests go unreported. But deaths have declined steadily to fewer than 300 per day. Jha says this is the first time those two metrics have not trended together. I'm Jennifer King.
A group of abortion providers in Oklahoma filed a legal challenge to a new law that bans nearly all abortions in the state. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.